Hey guys, Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Thanks for joining me on this episode. Today I'm going to dive into a thing that I did with a similar experience that I did with my mastermind, and I'm glad some of you on my mastermind are listening to this, because I'm going to take goal setting to the next level. So my question for you is, why does goal setting suck? Why does it suck for so many people? And you may or may not be one of that people's, but for me, I've had a lot of resistance around setting goals. And why is that? Why is it that the entrepreneurs that I see who are doing phenomenal, they set specific goals, they achieve, and they get the goals? And those who aren't successful maybe sometimes set goals, but then they stop setting goals after a few failures. So what is it that makes some people get the goals instead of just set them, and that what makes other people just quit and not continue setting goals? Well, I want to talk a little bit about this paradigm on goal setting. So everything, every word that you have in your vocabulary means something specific to you and you alone. You could have 100 people in the room and you could ask someone, what is love? And every single person's definition will be different. You could ask somebody, what is a goal? And you might have some similar answers here and there, but really their interpretation that we have of words is what determines the successes that we have. Let me repeat that. The definitions of words that we use determine the successes we have, the successes or failures we have. So for example, goal setting. If I have lived my life and I, let's say at first, you know, this is my experience. At first, when I used to learn about goal setting, I used to love goal setting. In high school, I would set goals. I'd set physical goals. I'd work towards them. I'd get them. And it was awesome. And I'd get these goals, right? So setting goals was something that was fun and exciting. Now, as I became an entrepreneur, I would set goals of here's how much money I want to make, here's how many enrollments I want to have, and here's all these different things that I wanted to achieve. And what I found is as I fell short of my goals, I took on some negative definitions around goal setting. Here's a few that I took on. So when I would set a goal and I would fail, goal started to mean to me it was an expectation of someone else. Because I would set a goal because my wife wanted me to or my coach. So I would set a goal that it wasn't really a passion of my heart. So when anyone mentioned goal, I didn't realize this at the time, but subconsciously and emotionally, I heard them say, anytime that goals were mentioned, is, oh, something that I have to be compelled to do based off of someone's expectations. So that was a weird definition that I took on. Another one was, well, work really hard and fall short so that you can set another goal. That was a pattern. So that became part of my definition. The other things that I saw in my defining goals was that it was a way for me to fail so that I could come closer to God. Interesting. It was a way that I could fall short so that I could rely on God. So in my mind, because I would pray really hard, and I wouldn't get my goal until I was like super spiritual, and finally I'd connect. So in my mind, I set myself up for failure by tying to that definition. So if I set a goal and I wasn't fully spiritually in tune, then I would fail and fail and fail and fail. And it caused this addictive cycle that I needed to fail at a goal in order to come close to God, because it was the only time that I would feel fully present. So I had to start shifting these weird experiences. And every single one of us has these experiences that we go through in life that define our definitions. So for you, what are your definitions of goals? when you hear the word goal, what emotions come up? Is it like, oh man, goals are so awesome. I love setting goals. I set a goal and I achieve it every time. It's so amazing. It's phenomenal. There are ways that I can grow. There are ways I stretch. There are ways that I can measure things. They're super powerful, super fun. It's a great experience. Or is it, goals. Gotta set a goal. It's a burden. It's a frustration. It's a negative feeling, negative connotation there. Some of us have both. And as we learn and understand these definitions, all of a sudden we can redefine our definition of goal. So what I'm going to have you do is really start to dive in on yourself to understand what kind of definition you have around goal setting. Because if you've ever set a goal and failed and set a goal and failed, and then you stop setting goals, it means you have a warped definition of what a goal is. It's that simple. If you're always setting goals and you're nailing them and it's always growing, then it might not be that big of a deal. But I know many entrepreneurs who I push to stretch, all of a sudden their negativity starts to pop up because that's when the test happens. A goal is to stretch us. It's not something that you know you're going to get no matter what, even if you don't focus on it. It's something that helps you become someone better so that next time you set a new goal, you are evolved into a higher level of you. Okay? It can be so many things what you want it to be. So there's two things here. One, let's redefine your goal. So I want you to write down all your negative definitions of goals. If you want to take it to the next level, post it on our Facebook group, tylerfb.com. If you are brave enough, and this will step your level of achievement to the next level. If you're brave enough, put in redefining goals. And then underneath, you're going to define your old version of goals. Here's my old junky, crappy versions. And then in the next part of your post, or on your paper if you choose not to do it on the group, write down your new definition of goals. There's other processes we can do to really remove those definitions through tapping and through reprogramming the brain and emotions. We're not going to dive into that on this episode, but I just want to bring that to awareness. And so if you do that, you'll be great. Go to tylerfb.com, join the enrollment master group, and post this assignment in there. I will give you feedback. I can help you, and I can even teach you the next tool if you'd like to get some real feedback of how to redefine goals. So this is super epic because it's important to set powerful goals and achieve them. Now, second thing is, if you have just been so fed up of goal setting, I want to change your paradigm. And instead of setting goals, I want you to create what's called a fun list. Fun list. This is the same thing as setting a goal, but instead of setting a goal and feeling like, oh, I have to do this, or it's hard, or it's a stretch, I want you to start thinking about goals as a fun list. What would be super fun to achieve? What would just be totally incredibly amazing? And then set that as a goal. And you'll find, as you redefine this and set fun markers, so to say, then every time you go for a goal, even if you don't make it, you're having fun along the way. And you don't look back and say, oh, I wish I would have gotten that. I tried so hard, but I failed. No, it's the fun list. It's like, oh, dude, that would be really cool to make $500,000 in a weekend. That's on my fun list. What else would be fun? Oh, well, to be able to give X amount of money to missionaries. That would be super fun. And I have that on my list of how many missionaries that I want to be able to pay for to go on their missions. That would be super fun. What else would be fun? Awesome. Well, to have, 50 people at my event. That would be so fun. That would be epic. What else would be fun? And you just go through and ask yourself, what would be super fun? And you shouldn't feel a pressure or a burden to achieve it. You should feel excited to achieve your goals. Okay? So thanks for joining me today. I'm going to leave you with that. Go to tylerfb.com if you haven't joined the group already. Post in the group your assignment, if you want to take it to the next level, of your definition, your old definition of goals, and then the new definition that you're going to take on. And I'd love to comment on your posts and really help you there and redefining them. So thanks for joining me, and we'll see you on the next segment.